most of the woofers that we have never ever been on a farm before. Just one example, we had one English woofer who we sent to get the eggs from the chooks. Chook pecked him, the chook was on the nest, it pecked him, and I said, oh, well, that's normal, it won't hurt you. And next day he came back with welding gloves on both hands to try to get the eggs out from under the chook. And those sort of things are experiences which these people really enjoy and will carry with them for a long time, and that's going to be Australia for them. And the other thing, it gives them a real chance to get their 88 days after their second year visa when they can really be good for Australia, for the Australian economy. And the first year they're jumping around, they're enjoying the freedom, they're probably visiting the reef and things like that. But once they've got their 88 days up, and that's very, very difficult to do nowadays, to get to 88 days, then they can have a second year and be useful for the economy and good for themselves too.
Bruce, you are a businessman. You're a farmer, but you're a businessman. Why should the government care about whether or not volunteers have an incentive to work on your farm?
Well, I think that the farming sector is very important to Australia, and we're always being told, particularly the northern part of Australia, the farming sector is very important. And by having these people around, it enables what might otherwise be marginal or difficult projects, difficult businesses, farming businesses, that enables them to be viable and to get off the ground. You know, in our particular case, we're a startup operation. People don't know our fruit, and we're desperately trying to get them to know it so that they'll buy it so we can become completely viable and sustainable. We're organic. We don't have any chemicals on site. And so it's good for the soil. It's good for the country. And if we have these people to help, particularly in the startup phases, but also in the ongoing phases when it's good for them and good for us, well, everyone benefits.
What are other growers that you talk to about this issue telling you?
Well, you go to a farmer's market, you'll talk to people there who'll tell you that they need the woofers or people volunteering to work with them so that they can get to the markets on the weekends, they can sell their stuff. Farming is not a 9-to-5 job. It's 24 hours, really. And my wife and I are recent converts to farming, and it's hard work, and you need every little bit of help you can get. And when people are benefiting from that, well, then obviously it's a good thing.
So you don't accept the argument that you're basically doing paying employers out of a resource?
No, when we're picking, we pay normal rates. That's just standard. I think all businesses would be doing that. But when we're not picking, when we're not actually harvesting, well, then that's when we use the people as volunteers. And it's a two-way win-win. It's not as if anyone's being forced into doing anything. It's both sides benefit from it.
Until now?
Until now. And then all of a sudden, this double whammy. First of all, with the woofers, and secondly, also with the tax, which will come into effect next year, probably hasn't been felt, or what hasn't been felt, hasn't really been absorbed by people. But as of next July, I think people will start to worry when they're paying a third of their income on tax instead of having the 18,200 threshold on which they wouldn't be paying tax.